My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 478 and this is your host, Martin. I hope you guys are doing good. I have been quite busy, or maybe I just found excuses not to make the podcast. I missed the last 2 days or something. What day is it today? Yeah, I think last 2 days. But anyway, I'm back. And for today, I wanted to talk to you about automation. And how little people know about automation, and it's fascinating to me, right? So I will explain because it can sound very like condescending or something. It's really not. So you have a concept that's called the curse of knowledge. Okay, so the curse of knowledge is when you have been doing something for so long that you simply assume that everybody knows it. Sorry for the notification. And you forget how it was when you got started. Okay. So I think I took this example recently of you on your first day at your job. Remember that first day when you didn't know anything? Well, everything was intimidating. It sounded complicated and all that kind of stuff. And slowly but surely you get some training and then you've worked at the company for so long that now everything's like second nature. But the cycle continues. If someone joins your company, they will join at that same state that you were when you first joined. But this is just like whatever happened to you when you were a baby, right? I mean, nobody remembers, when you're a baby, who the hell knows what what happened? I mean, at least me, I have zero recollection. I don't know when my memory clicked in and how far back I can go, but nobody knows what happened when you're a baby, okay? We forget, okay? And the same thing happens with being a beginner, okay? You forget how it was. This is why, teaching people stuff and being a coach and something like that is really not easy. And it can get very frustrating because you just think that people are idiots when in actual fact they're not. You were exactly the same when you started. So in addition to having a methodology or something like this, you also need a lot of, I wouldn't say patience. Yeah, a lot of patience, I will say, but a lot of, what's the term? Humility to actually realize that, look, I used to be exactly the same. Okay. So why am I saying this? So the reason why I'm saying this is because I have been doing automation for the longest time. Okay. So I was talking to someone today and it was really funny because that person asked me, so let me explain the thing. So this person has a physical business. Okay. And they want to be able to work less on that business. And, when you look at it, at first glance, it appears to be complicated because it involves people, involves this and stuff, right? So he's trying to get out of it. And So I told them, oh, you know what? I do, this is what I do. I do a lot of things. I do this, I do that, and all that kind of stuff, you know? And, I think I lost my chain of thought. I was saving something for you. I don't remember what it was. So I said, look, I automate stuff, you know? And so basically this is what he asked me. He said, but you're not a millennial. And I was offended. I'm like, what? I don't look 18 or something. So he said, you're not a millennial. How the hell do you know that stuff? You know, because, not that I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I'm not a grandpa anymore, but I'm not a millennial, meaning like growing up with all these tools and kind of like, you know, kids today, you give them a phone, something, they don't know how to use, they will know how to use it, right? You don't have to explain or anything. Whereas, you know, someone, I'm from the generation before that, you know, they might be more, a little bit more complicated for them to use that. Like, oh, how do I do this? And you need your glasses and you just press with one finger and stuff. I still type with one finger, right, on my phone. Just my thumb. I type with one finger, so it takes me a long time. But anyway, so it was really funny. He asked me, dude, but how the hell do you know this stuff? You know, you're not a millennial. How the hell do you know this stuff? You know, all these like programming and everything. Because, you know, it looks like I'm programming stuff. I'm actually not, right? But it was funny because I told them, look, I would say kind of like not a coincidence because it's not luck, but it's just, you know, when there are like two roads, two separate roads that will actually, they go the same way and at some point they will just like meet, you know, so you go left and then someone goes right. And in the end, since you're going the same way, it will meet at some point, right? And this is what I told them. I said, look, I'm not a millennial, so millennials, they might actually go that on the right, you know, do all the TikTok stuff and all that kind of stuff. But what I have is a desire to make my life easier, all right? And that's all I'm doing. I'm trying to make my life easier, and I'm trying to get stuff done without me. So that means that I will stumble upon these things, and I will try to apply these things in my life, not because of my age, but just because of my goal. Right, my goal is for that to run without me, and that goal actually fuels me to go and actually look into that stuff that maybe you'll think only young people should, not that I'm old, should look into, right? But anyway, so the thing is, there's a lot of things that we can automate for him, a lot of things, and it was funny because I've been in like automation for so long that I just assumed that people knew that you can do some of these things. And it was like, what? No, can you do that? So yeah, well, it's possible. You can do this, you can do that. It was like, what? No. Well, and it was really, really funny. And you know, if I look back a few years ago before I discovered all these automation tools, I didn't know it existed. And now that I'm thinking about it, sometimes I see some automations and I'm like, no, like get out of here. And now I just do them all the time, you know? So it was very interesting. But anyway, what I realized is people just assume that because they have a physical business, I don't know, a practice or something like this, they cannot automate stuff, right? And it's wrong. You don't need to have an online business to be able to do automation. You can have a physical business and do it. So for example, here in his case, there is something that they need to do. So they get some appointments from clients and they need to remind the client that they have an appointment on that specific day, right? So someone will actually do this every morning, look at all the appointments and then send WhatsApp messages to these people saying, hey, please don't forget, you have an appointment today at bang. You know, so it is, you know, you can have some sort of template and then you just replace the time and stuff, but it still sucks. You still have to do it manually, right? Which is, I mean, there's someone in his company that does this. So the first thing they do when they come in the morning is this, and it takes like half an hour, okay? So you might be, man, half an hour is not much, but dude, half an hour every day when this could be automated. So I said, yeah, I can automate that. Right? I can automate that for you. I can do even better, man. And it was like, oh man, that's really cool. You know? So, because just imagine half an hour every single day. This is 12 hours. No, 15 hours. 15 hours at the end of the month. 15 hours every month, right? Just imagine this. So that's, I don't know, 2 days of work. You know, if you're, you know, saying that people work, let's say 7.5 hours a day, that's 2 days, right? 2 days of work that were devoted to just sending SMS. And I can, you know, you can save that time by automating stuff, right? And there are so many things that you do in your business that you think, ah, man, I'm just gonna do it. It's 5 minutes, it's this, ah, it's half an hour, right? But you don't realize how much it adds up. And, you know, more importantly, you don't know that this can be automated. So that's the thing. So there are some really cool things that that we can look at, and that will, I will try to look into his business and try to help him out and get some automations kicking. And I think that will rock his world. Like, honestly, I see so many things that I can actually do. So I already created an assistant, virtual assistant for him, a bot. Okay, so. You know, if you guys don't know what a bot is, so let me just explain the story here. So he has a practice, right? And just in anything, so regardless what business it is, you will have the Pareto principle that's going to apply. And I think I told you about it recently, but again, I'm going to repeat what it is. It's the 80-20 rule. Okay, you will have 20% of your questions, for example, they're going to take 80% of your time. Okay, so here in this case, 80% of their time answering questions revolves around the same questions that someone has to basically answer on WhatsApp all the time, and even out of hours and all that kind of stuff. You know, it sucks, right? So what you want to do, you want to put that into a like a machine, and that machine can answer all these questions for you. That will free a lot of time. So let's say, for example, just these two things, all right? We free up 80% of their time answering these questions there. And in addition, we save another 15 hours every single month by automating the notification stuff. So how much, I mean, this, we're talking about, I will say, that she might actually spend at least 2 hours a day answering these questions. So that's 48 hours. Not 48 hours. That's 16, let's say it's 60 hours, right? At the end of, you don't work 30 days, right? Let's say you work 21 days, right? So let's say this is 40 hours every single month that are spent answering those questions, right? So just imagine, just like that, we could help them get rid of maybe 50 hours, right? Because earlier for the rest, I just assumed that people are working 30 days, but they're not, right? So let's say 50 hours. 50 hours, this is more than a week, all right? Because, I mean, I don't know how it is in the US. I think in the US, what is it, like 39 hours that people work, something like that? In France, it's 35. If you work more than 35, then you need to get some rest. But basically, it's let's say it's 1.5 week, right, that we can save for them. Do you realize this? 1.5 week that can be saved just by putting some basic automation. So here in this case, what we're going to do is we're going to look at those 20% of questions that are taking all their time, and then I'm going to automate that for them. All right. So, you know, the thing is, the way we want to do is I basically ask some questions to understand, okay, where are the clients, you know, entering from? You know, are they coming from WhatsApp? Are they coming from a website? Are they coming from Facebook? Where are they coming from? All right. So based on that, then, you know, you know where you need to, what you need to focus your efforts on, right? So here in this case, for example, it's Facebook. Right, people are coming from Facebook, so good. So once they're on Facebook, instead of trying to send them somewhere else, then let's keep them there and let's have these questions answered there. Because usually what happens is that they get on Facebook, then they go to WhatsApp, and then they start WhatsApping you with like shitloads of questions. So what we're gonna do is that we're gonna answer those questions right then and there. You are not going to do it because the machine is going to do it for you, and then it's going to save you so much time. Like, you know, when do you realize? Because it, you know, 2 hours a day, it's like, it doesn't seem like much, but at the end of the month, right? Just imagine 50 hours, all right? So let's say, for example, you could save 50 hours a month out of what you work. 50 hours, that's a week and a half holiday, right? So just imagine you could take an extra week and a half per month, right, of holiday because you've gotten rid of work, okay? So this is why automation is so much, it's so powerful. And this is why I really want people to understand the benefits of automation. If I try to translate what automation does in terms of holidays that you can take, maybe you're like, oh, I like the sound of that, right? So, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, then this is time off that you could get, like, you know, another week and a half of time off every single month, right? Because you got rid of some of that stuff, right? So, yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. I like doing this because, you know, look, I love automation, and kind of like I usually don't like to take clients and stuff. I told you, right? Because I have to put up with people and stuff. But still, because they have a different business than yours, then you can see some challenges that you've never thought of because it's not in your business. And you, I mean, he came up, he asked me a question, and I was like, this is the most brilliant idea that I have ever had. And I'm thinking about a product, man. It's insane. It is insane. It's sick. When he told me this, then I was on a scooter coming back because the it's like an hour away from my house. So I was like, I was on the scooter already making plans and mind maps and stuff in my head. I was like, this is the future, man. Just because I talked to someone who had needs that I don't have because I don't have a physical business. So basically he said, look, I have this physical business. I've done it for too long. I really want to get out of it. What if I could do this? And then I was like, oh yeah, how would that be possible? And then I figured it out on the scooter. I was like, dang, right, this is really cool stuff. So yeah, this is going to be a very, very interesting exercise for me. And not really complicated because I automate stuff every single day. I'm going to do something that will blow his mind and help him, you know, help everybody at the practice over there. Okay, so the moral of the story is this, is, you know, when people tell you, oh man, automation, you're like, oh yeah, just some run, blah, blah, blah. But try to translate that into how much more holiday it will bring you. Okay, right? So I told you, that person who spends, half an hour a day sending messages won't have to do that anymore. Okay, so let's say 20 days, it's 10 hours. 10 hours that person will save. And then in addition to that, not having to answer all these questions and stuff, let's say 2 hours. So at the end of the month, we have another 40 hours. So let's say it's 50 hours. 50 hours, because all these tasks will fall on the same person actually, right? It's the same person, it's the receptionist who has to answer all these questions. So she won't have to send all these messages out, and then she won't necessarily have to answer all these questions. So just imagine how much more relaxing her life is going to be, right? So obviously, now what you don't want to, you know, because I tried to translate that time in holiday, but what you don't necessarily just want to do is, all right, so I'm off, you know? So maybe you can use this time to do something strategic or something with a bigger, like, added value for the company, where, you know, it's stuff like that, right? And obviously, yeah, get some time off, man. You deserve it, you know? But, you know, you have options. Me, what I like to do is, you know, because I have time, then I can spend time thinking, you know? So, for example, that thinking that I've been doing when I heard the comment from that person, then I have time to do this. Right, and I can come up with something that, you know, and people are like, man, how do you always come up with these things? You're like a genius and stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not a genius, man. I just have time, right? I have time, and I have, so there's one thing, it's not just having time, it's having the mental capacity, right? A mental buffer, right? Sometimes you might have time, but you're still worried about, oh man, I need to do this, I need to do that, and blah, 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 you know? During the weekends, you have time, right? But you're still worried about, oh man, I need to do this, I need to do that. So what these automation would give you, in addition to give you time, it will give you mental capacity, right? You don't have to worry about all this stuff. And then you will come up with brilliant ideas, and brilliant ideas after brilliant ideas, then, you know, slowly but surely you will start building more income streams, you automate them and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So, well, anyway, look, I have an automation course that will get you started. Okay. This is automation that anybody can do. Right, so there's no programming, no nothing, and it uses a technology that you use every single day. So it's going to be super easy and super native and intuitive for you, and it will get you in the automation game. And from there, right, this is where I enter the automation game, right? And from there, once you're in there, then you will see how very quickly you'll start seeing all the ways you can automate stuff and how you'll be able to have all your business work for you, right? And then you have the mental capacity to look at it and then, what if I add this there? Oh, that's pretty cool. And then it gets better. This is what happens to me. And again, people are like, oh man, you're a genius. I'm not, dude. I just have the mental capacity. Okay. So anyway, you have a really good chance today, right? An opportunity. So I put a link here in the description, right? Click on it and it will take you to a course. So that automation that I'm talking about is messenger automation, right? So so the reason why I'm choosing Messenger for you guys is because there are 2 billion, I think it's 2.5 billion people on freaking Messenger, right? Everybody is on Messenger. And if you know Facebook, one thing that Facebook does is they make things very easy to use, right? Why? Because they want people to stay on the platform forever. Okay, that's what Facebook wants. The longer you stay on the platform, the more ads you see and the more money they make. So they will make everything to make your life easier, to make everything seamless and everything very intuitive. So that extends to Messenger. So on Messenger, they make sure that people have a super nice experience. It's easy to use. People know instinctively what to do. It's slick, it's everything, right? So you don't have, the good thing about it is that you don't have to go and try to change people's habits. You will take advantage of all the work that Facebook has done for you and the platform that everybody uses on a regular basis. You know, you use Messenger all the time. So what if you could just slide in there? There are 2.5 billion people in there and then you automate stuff, right? This is why I picked Messenger for you guys, because this is where the big money will be for you. There's so many people in there, and also it's very intuitive. There's the frictions are very low because people love that platform, all right? And in addition, you don't have to do any coding or anything. It's just like, you know, honestly, you type some text, you press a button, bam bam bam, it's done, right? So it's very, so I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about Messenger. Okay, so how, I mean, my strategies that I use on Messenger, right? How I actually make a ton of money from Messenger, because that might be what you're interested in. Yeah, how I make a ton of money, because I bring these people there, the bot will sell everything for me, okay? I sell some offers and all that kind of stuff in there. How you build the bots and like the logics and stuff, you know, how do you get people from one place to the other? How you segment people in there, because you have access to a gold mine of information that you can then use. I'm going to give you some examples that will blow your mind. You'll be like, oh man, this is cool. I wish I could do that, right? You know, and you'll be able to hyper segment people and make sure that when you show them an offer, they're going to buy it. Okay. And then how you actually send people over to the messenger bots, right? So how do you get people in there? Because this is where people struggle the most. They're like, oh yeah, well, it's good, but I've built this masterpiece, but how do I put it in front of people? I need some eyeballs. So I'm going to show you all that stuff. And it's in the course that's run under it. Okay. So there is a special offer on this course. If you get it today, it's for a heavily reduced price, because, you know, for example, if I have to build this for a company, right? So some companies, depending on the complexity, they will charge them $6,000. I have charged a company $6,000 to do this, okay? And well, obviously one of the things that you'll be able to do after you go through the course is that you will be able to go and build out some bots for other people and start charging them crazy money, okay? So, you know, it's the price that's there, you won't find any lower, right? For For this course, I mean, coming from me, because I charge people not crazy money, because they make good money afterwards. They sell stuff. They make their money back in like a few days. So you won't find that price elsewhere. That's the lowest I will go, and the price is obviously not going to stay like this. So make sure, if you want to get in the automation game, make sure you click on that link, because this is, if there is a skill, right? And I don't want to alarm people or anything, right? I'm going to say this before we go. This is not to push you to get it or something like this. This is the actual truth, okay? So one thing you need to understand is this, is that even before Corona, there were jobs that were at risk because automation is coming and some jobs would have disappeared. Now, with Corona, it's even worse, because what happened is that a lot of people got laid off, some professions that got wiped out completely. And when everything comes back, these people are not coming back. Some professions are going to disappear, okay? And they're going to disappear because there is automation. There is an increasing demand for automation, because people understand that an automate, like a bot, doesn't sleep, doesn't go to the toilets, doesn't go on holiday, that it works all the time, right? And the future is basically pushing people towards more automation. So now, if you hold the key, if you have the knowledge to satisfy this increasing demand, you are going to be able to make a lot of sales and make a lot of money, okay? So, all right, so then you do what you want. You get the course if you want to. I just wanted you to understand this, and I'm pretty sure that you do understand, right? There is all, I mean, if just look at the landscape. There are some professions that are going to disappear, well, faster than anticipated because of COVID, but some professions are not coming back, all right? So get a high-end, high perceived value skill that will be in demand, because this is where the market is going, and there is no way you're not going to make money, all right? So anyway, make sure to click on the link, and I will see you on the other side. We're going to start your automation career, and you'll be able to mesmerize people and get some big fat money in your pockets, okay? So that's pretty much it, guys. I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day, and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.